Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dixendoy Cocubles Show. My name is Dixendoy Cocubles, the namesake for this here podcast. For those of you coming from KHHA 94.7 in Arcata, California, welcome to the Floss Nightmare. Anyway, as we all know by now, a lot of people are seeing the results of my little break from podcasting and doing some shenanigans on YouTube. Though I had just released a video not too long ago on my YouTube channel, that being at Nixendoig. For those unaware, I recorded a song called Freezing the Clock and sent it in for the Coastal Underground, hosted by Micah C. Miracle. This was the third song I sent in as a result of the method used, which I will not get into for privacy reasons. He made that available, though, so you can use his radio show to know how to do it. That is on KHHA 94.7 FM in Arcata, California. And he's on every Tuesday from 1600 to 1800 hours uniform. That's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time for those that are not understanding. That said, I wanted to go over this release, which will be releasing on May 25th of 2025, as I've announced in the community tab. And yes, how I went ahead and produced it in the video I made of me doing so. A proof of work, so to speak. Now, this started when I sent in my piece called Don't Think, Just Roast, which had a reference to time in it. Only one, though. Micah didn't see that and rejected it. Good thing I was inspired to pull a Ben Jordan, who you may have known as the Flashbulb previously, keep my mouth shut, and just make a synthwave track, which is what Freezing the Clock is. I even had gone ahead and sent in a statement introducing it, essentially, so I'll go ahead and read the full statement now, which he didn't read the last two lines of it. Sometimes that happens. By the way, Micah, you did a great job doing it justice. I have set my bar so low, this is fine and dandy. This statement reads something like this. Do you ever feel the desire to just slow down time? Whether it be for yourself to focus on what you're doing, or for your loved one who just wants to hold you close? Do you ever have the urge to just go about the cessation of forward movement? Do you ever think about freezing the clock? While it is still unreleased, I will be taking the proper necessary length of time to determine its release. I hope to make it something special once done properly on YouTube and Wavelake. Yeah, that's basically what I wrote, verbatim. While Micah was the first to do it, I let him know that I would be releasing it at a different time. After using the method I described in my bonus episodes, which I am working on another one for this week, the date I announced the release for Freezing the Clock was done for that reason alone. Anyway, let's go into the production process, as you may have watched in the video from last week. First things first, I needed a pad to start with. I simply pulled up Vital, which is a dual-licensed synth plugin nicknamed the Serum Killer. Of course, after some searching around, I used Ryan Stewart's Vital Pack, which was used in the production of Wrenched Torque, and decided on one of the key instruments, that being the Yardsdale piano, and turned it into a pad with some fiddling around. Now that I took a look back at it, I could have used something like Cardinal, a VCV rack alternative that's free software, or something like Ultiris, which is essentially an emulator for the Virus TI line of synthesizers. That said, though, it only made sense for me to pull this off with Vital. I had actually used a couple of synths to do this, and I'll explain that later. One of them was already hinted at. Next, I went for the drums. As you've seen in the video, I had gone ahead and decided upon DR84, which is a proprietary drum machine plugin. I used Synthwave Kit 3 as my drum kit of choice with this plugin, because it fit the theming and vibe of the song very well for me. That one was kinda silly, but not really. Heck, I could have used a Lindrum type deal or another drum machine that's good for synthwave drums, if I could find it. If it's Floss, that would be something even better. I'd consider Floss a requirement though, unless something is either non-existent or I couldn't easily find it. The next step was using Ultiris. Remember when I mentioned that earlier? This is the first use of it in the video, and I had to find a pad befitting to this vibe I was going for. I would eventually select the one I would use, which I don't think was shown. The instrument I used for it was a pair, that being Flagship HS and Myelin BC pads. Those were left untouched throughout the duration of this production. Then came the bass, which was the bass plug, also from Stewart's Vital Synth Pack. I would then layer the bass plug with the DynoArp HS instrument in Ultiris. The pads and bass instruments were double layered, just to ensure I was doing this right. EDM production is easy, but it requires a lot of instruments. I like to keep things simple here, as I normally do. Next, the lead, which is extremely important. I used the multi-feature in Ultiris, which essentially allows you to use multiple instruments, making some decently complex stuff if done right. In my case, I used three of them, those being Getty Lead M-At, Rodan M, and Melodica At, to get the lead sound I wanted, though I tried to ensure you could get all the instruments for the lead. I didn't do that great of a job in the final result, but that doesn't really matter, as I'm still learning how to professionally mix despite my headset. I really need some headphones I can use, like some Beyer Dynamic DT series type stuff. I did like wearing those in the past. I had worn some DT770s. I would imagine I'd like them more. DT770 and DT990 Pros could do the trick. Who knows? Afterwards, I would then go ahead and mix it. It's your standard mix fare using the LSP plugins, which I love using way too much. I was considering others like ZLEQ or X42's plugins, which I've also used in the past, as you'd know by now. However, I chose the LSP plugins simply because of the fact that I would just so happen to be attempting to dial in exactly what I want, even if it isn't the best job for my mixing. I'm very simplistic with my mixing techniques, but it works just the same, personally speaking. So it looks like you are listening on the podcast side, specifically the podcast 2.0 side, or from the RSS feed. Good, because this is where I'm going to go ahead and bring in the gematria for freezing the clock. I have 11 pictures of proof for this. I'm not joking. I take photos of my numerical proof. For those unaware, I am a numerologist by hobby. And yes, I do use gematria and date numerology and standard numerology in order that I plan what I do. So, this is going to be an extremely interesting release because I see a lot of 27 or 72. I see some 15s. I have 70s. I have quite a few. So I'll bring up another picture here. And this is being released 210 days after my 22nd birthday. This is May 25th of 2025, by the way. And my last birthday was October 27th of 2024. I was 22. And as you see, we have a 21, but there's also a 30, 30 weeks and 0 days. Well, my pseudonym, Nixendoig Kokuels, is equal to 300. I'm not joking, there is a 300 in my name. It is in reverse ordinal gematria. This is adapted for the English language alphabet. But if we go into some more photos here, we see 30 weeks and 1 day when we include the end date, and also 211 days after my last birthday. Well, the 31 is really interesting because, oh wait, there is no 31, surprisingly. I was surprised when I didn't find a 31. There is a 33 in the license I'll be releasing this under, which is Creative Commons Attribution, or abbreviated to CCBY. Or for those in NATO, Charlie, Charlie, Bravo, Yankee. But of course, we also have a 21 as well. And 21 is very common around here. Just like Wavelake is equal to 21 in single reduction, CCBY is equal to 21. In multiple, reverse single reduction, EP exception, and EHP exception. So there is that. I also see, from what I remember, a couple of 15s. We dropped the zero in the single reduction value for my pseudonym, Nixendoig Kokuels, because zeros have no value. CCBY is also equal to 15. Oh, there is a 31 in YouTube as I take a look-see here. I'm just taking a look live as I record this, so bear with me on this one. And we see 30 weeks, 1 day. YouTube is equal to 31 in Chaldean. And actually, now that I think about it, it is being released on the 25th of May. So that would be 25/5 or 5/25. And I do not see this anywhere. But there's more. When we go ahead into my next birthday, my 23rd birthday, it is 155 days before. There is a 52, 5 months and 2 days. Wouldn't you know it, I found a 52 somewhere. I will have to take a look at this though. Doesn't look like it. There's a 452 for synthwave in satanic cipher. I believe this would be an anagram. There's also a regular 52 in synthwave as well, so I think this would work. I haven't found any other matches as of yet, but who in the world knows? We also see 22 weeks and 1 day. I don't see a 221, thankfully, so we're good there. We do have 12s, though, now that I think about it. I did see 1002 for freezing the clock in regular Sumerian cipher. Well, you drop the zeros, that's a 12. Wavelake is equal to 21, which is its inverse. And on YouTube side, I see a 28 in multiple different forms and multiple different ciphers I use. There's 822, the 82 there, that could potentially be an anagram. I don't know. I'm very new with numerology, by the way, so please bear with me on that, if I hadn't mentioned it already. Now, adding the end date, between May 25th and my birthday in 2025, it is 156 days. We will see 5 months, 3 days, making that 53. 35 would also work as its inverse. And weirdly enough, we do not see a 53 on here. I see a 35 and 354 for YouTube, so it could potentially work. But then, when we take a look at more of the date numerologies, well, this is where things are going to get very interesting for me. I have a 112 for my last birthday, my 22nd birthday. 1 times 2 times 7 times 2 times 4. Well, if we take a look, we do have a 12, multiple of them in fact. Either 12 or 21, any of those two would work. So technically, this would be an anagram. But we also see 43 and 34, two inverse numbers, which I do not have at all. 54. Well, we do have 54 somewhere here. 45 will work because it is the inverse. 450 in reverse Sumerian for CCBY. Real interesting stuff here. But otherwise, I am not seeing another 54 or 45 anywhere. 37, I don't think I see a 37 anywhere. 61 or 16, I do see a 16 in Sumerian form for my pseudonym, another potential anagram. We have an 18. My pseudonym is equal to 1800 in reverse Sumerian, but you drop the zeros, that's an 18. 81 would also work. Next we have a 39. 93 is the inverse of 39. And wouldn't you know it, my pseudonym in two separate forms of gematria, two separate ciphers, reverse reduction and reverse single reduction. For reduction, this is full reduction, Pythagorean 1 through 9 repeating. 93 in reverse single reduction and reverse reduction. So there's that there. A 21, Wavelake matches that. And freezing the clock will also work because, of course, we have us a 12. Now, when we get to the next set of dates for my future birthday, my 23rd birthday, now we're going to see some shenanigans. We can use the rule of Colel on the 17 I see for one of the date numerologies, bump that up to an 18, YouTube is equal to 109, drop the 0, and then notch YouTube's ordinal value down by 1. That will be an 18. I think you can go ahead and do that. Otherwise, there is a 19 as one of the date numerologies, so we can also use this as well. Probably use a 19. 91 would also work if it were required. But from the looks of things, I do not see one. There's also a 14 as well when you drop the 0 and a 28. Well, YouTube is equal to 28, so I might be good there. We could also see a 14. 41, I think, would also work here. Or I might just use the rule of Colel on one of the values I had mentioned, which I don't see working. Next value is going to be 62. 26 would also work as the inverse. And I see no mention of 26. Unless I'm willing to use the rule of Colel on YouTube, boy, I might have to make this a YouTube exclusive. I'll have to do some gematria on that and see. Actually, let's do some gematria right now. Because why in the world not? Let me bring up Gematrinator, which is my gematria calculator of choice. And then if we do YouTube exclusive, we have a 23, 67, 86. But remember that I use 16 different ciphers in Gematria. So I'm going to want to go ahead and add all those in really quickly. Oh my goodness. Taking a look now, we see another 14. And it's actually 140 for YouTube exclusive. Sorry, Wavelake listeners, it looks like I'm going to have to make this a YouTube exclusive. Because it is tied to my 23rd birthday. Speaking of, let's try to find a 32. I can't seem to find a 32 anywhere. Finding a 23, though, might work. Because, of course, that is the inverse of 32. I don't see a 32 or a 23. Technically, YouTube exclusive is equal to 203 in reverse. So, from the looks of things, I can actually get away with that. Surprisingly. That's really interesting. Again, I'm doing all of this live. So, you do not have to basically deal with it. But there's more. 156, again, 22.2. Moving on. We also have my entire lifespan, which is 22 years, 30 weeks, 0 days. Weirdly enough, this also ties to the Brotherhood of Death, Order 322, also known as Skull and Crossbones, a secret society in Yale University. So I found that interesting. But we do see some interesting numbers. We see a 59 as one of the first type deals. But if we had a 95, that would also work. I don't see a 59 or a 95, so we can move on. Also of note, the Chaldean values for freezing the clock and YouTube exclusive both equal 68. So yeah, Wavelake listeners, I'm sorry, but this is a YouTube exclusive. Let's see, 41 and 14, we've already covered that. 39, we've already covered that. 12, we've covered. 37, we've covered. 32. 32. I think that was already covered. Freezing the clock is equal to 130 in EHP exception. And if we were to bump that up to 23, we can't use the rule of Kal-El though on this one because I'd have to flip it over, so that doesn't work. 39 we've already covered. There are two instances of it. Another instance of 12. 56. I thought I saw a 65, so a 65 could potentially work. I don't see a 65 either. Interesting. Yeah, no, I don't see a 65 or a 56. And then 28. Now we also have some number properties I will get into. There is a 70 in here. We do have us a 70, which is the 7th pentagonal. But we have here the 70th composite as 95, which I found interesting. The 70th prime number is 345. 49, but I didn't see that either. Moving on, we have a 12, which is the third pentagonal. 12th composite number is 21. There's a 21 in Wavelake. I might be able to make this work then, though I'll probably have to do it YouTube exclusive for a while before I release it onto Wavelake. I will need to take a look at this, because that's really interesting. YouTube exclusive. I'll probably make it YouTube exclusive for a little while. And then Wavelake release. Another 140. Jeez Louise. Okay. That's going to be real interesting. 84. Maybe I could do this 2 weeks after the release of it. Let's take a look at my calendar here. If I did 2 weeks after its release, let me grab the calendar. May 25th will be a Sunday. So if I do two Sundays, June 1st and June 8th. So June 8th, 68. Would that even work? Actually, it does. It actually does. So that's what I'll do. Tell you what, Wavelink listeners, I will go ahead and release this on YouTube first. I'm talking about freezing the clock. I will release it on YouTube first, and then I will go ahead and release it on Wavelake 2 weeks later. So hopefully that will help out a lot. That's it though, I am out of time for this Wavelake edition of this episode. If you like what you're listening to, well, you can stick around, because every single episode is released every Wednesday afternoon, if I don't take a break that is, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube and Wavelake. Also, you can go ahead and take the RSS feed YouTube side. It's in the description of all of my YouTube videos on at Nixendoig. And yes, you can place it into any podcast player. Or you can just use a podcast player that uses Podcast 2.0 like Wavelake, Fountain, AntennaPod, even Podverse, or anything of the like. That being said though, I am out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.